Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Listening to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three relatively grown men binge the iconic HBO series Sex and the City. So dust off those DVDs and grab yourself a white wine or even a Cosmopolitan and settle in. Take it away, boys.
Welcome to The Bradshaw Boys, a podcast where three guys are watching romantic comedies. I'm Corey Cavan.
My name's John Siever.
Kevin is not here.
Yeah. He sucks.
He sucks.
What a loser.
Hey, clap if you think Kevin's a loser.
Then this is our Patreon.
That's right.
Thank you so much for being a patron.
Thank you, patrons.
Thank you. We do this for you. Mm-hmm. All that stuff that we put out there for free.
Yep.
That means nothing.
That means nothing.
Yeah.
We don't even want to do it.
No. I wake up every morning and I'm like, fuck that. I just want to get to Patreon episodes.
I'm like, God, when I think about the Patreon episodes, I'm like, when I think about the other ones, I'm like,
yeah. These episodes.
That's what I'm like. Still got to learn the soundboard.
These are the good ones.
Yeah. And these are the real good ones.
And we have a program tonight that you all said you want us to watch.
That's right.
Have you seen this movie, Corey?
I've seen it, I think, in bits and pieces on airplanes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you watch movies in bits and pieces on airplanes?
Yeah, I start one, I get up, I go to the bathroom, well, I come back.
While the movie's playing.
While the movie's playing. I always keep it playing. And then I pull up my phone, I do a bunch of stuff, watch it with one eye. Then I get in a conversation with a flight attendant for a little while. You know, I'm just like, oh, did you live in the city we're landing in or the one we took off in?
You really do that?
No,
I don't. I find myself having that conversation.
Oh, you mean like talk to them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant doing it as how I watch movies. No, I all the time.
Yeah.
One of the best conversations I had in that vein was I was on like an international trip, mm-hmm. and I got up to go to the bathroom. It was a long flight. And I started talking to these flight attendants and I found out they lived in New York. And mm-hmm. I could tell when I went to go to the bathroom, they were sort of over it. And they were just like
over New York.
No. Like over talking to passengers, over talking to me. And then I was talking to one of them.
Is it because they asked you to pull up your mask like six times in one flight?
Well, it was, but it was pre-COVID. but they were like, you got to wear a mask.
You have to wear a mask.
Something's wrong with you, buddy.
At least use a face shield.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I had one. I had face shields pre-COVID, totally. But I talked to one flight attendant and we hit it off.
Think kids on a playground. I used to wear face shields before COVID.
Just bragging.
My dad used to wear face shields before COVID. He was cool.
Yeah, it was my dad double masked.
Yeah.
My dad played high school football and he double masked the whole time.
Yeah, he had face shield on. He had a helmet on, mask over his helmet, face shield over his mask.
Your dad can't beat up my dad because my dad wears a very strong face shield.
He wears an N96. All right. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
It was basically that I was just like, oh, where do y'all live? And then once we got into it, I was like, you live in Ditmas Park? I'd love Ditmas. And I was like, you ever go to this one bar? It's also a flower shop. And then when I was leaving, I was like, can I get some more wine? The girl was like, yeah, hang on. And she just like filled me to the brim with wine. She was like, enjoy your flight.
Yeah.
That's what you do, man. You got to charm them.
I met a flight attendant once. And
really?
Like we were talking because the baby poops a lot on airplanes. Mm. It's something to do with the pressure.
The rapper, DaBaby?
Yeah, DaBaby, the rapper.
He poops a lot on airplanes.
The same flight I met Waka Flocka Flame on, DaBaby was there shitting all over the
airplane. Wow, that was before he was famous too.
No, our baby poops all the time on airplanes because it's a pressure thing. I guess that's what happens.
Oh, totally.
And, you know, so I'm like, I help with the baby. I can't always fit in the bathrooms because they're so small.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case.
You're a big guy.
Bring the diaper bag. I like lay out the changing mat and then mm-hmm. Katie changes the diaper. And I like sit and talk to the flight attendants. And one of the guys was a huge Sex and the City fan.
Really?
And I was like, just so happens that I co-host a podcast called The Bradshaw Boys, and he downloaded it and said he's listening to it. So if you became a patron,
wow,
Mr. Delta Flight Attendant, thank you so much.
Wow.
I love you.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One time I was flying.
This is now a flight attendant podcast.
Have you seen the TV show The Flight Attendant?
No.
I mean, we could do a flight attendant podcast. Great show.
You want to start?
Let's do it. Let's hijack this. And now this is the flight attendant podcast.
Please notice your nearest exit. The lights in case of emergency will become illuminated. If the cabin pressure drops, please face mask will drop down. And we also have face shields that now drop down.
Please put your face shield on before you put it on your child beside you. Always protect yourself from COVID before you protect the passenger beside you.
Yes.
If you are not watching this in the video that's also mm-hmm. provided, you missed a lot of pantomime of John and I doing flight attendant pantomime, mm-hmm. which is really, really top-notch scene work.
Incredibly accurate, yeah. too, to what really happens on an airplane.
Completely. So much.
Okay, so you saw bits and pieces of this movie on an airplane.
I saw bits and pieces on an bits and pieces of this movie on an airplane and other places. I know that the Goss is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm. For those of you listening at home, that's narrowed it down. Mm. Is it The Notebook? Is it La La Land?
Is it Drive?
Is it Drive?
Drive's kind of a romantic
comedy.
Is it
Remember the Titans?
Ooh.
Is it old episodes of Mickey Mouse Club?
Oh. Is it that band he was in and we're just watching the music video? Dead Man's Bones.
I don't know. I think I saw this movie.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
When Katie and I were living in Hong Kong, we were there for 6 weeks, and the hotel that we stayed at had really great movie selections because it was like Netflix Hong Kong and not
Netflix
America. So
you can get a VPN.
You should get better shit.
Yeah, get a VPN and get better stuff.
But they like throttled the volume so low, you couldn't hear anything. Like Katie had never seen The Matrix, and you know when you're over there, you're in the hotel every single night. So we'd usually watch like a movie or night. And it would just be like, my name is Neil, I'm the one. And it'd be like, poop, 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 hey, for guns.
Hey,
hey, the red pill.
I know Kung Fu.
Yeah. It's just like, so like, I just don't remember a lot of the movies we saw over there. But the way we did it is I would pick a movie, Katie would pick a movie, and we'd try to find one that the other hadn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we watched this movie, but I don't remember because I couldn't hear it. I also think, I believe, we're addicted to subtitles now. And I think that's where this started.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Wait, did your subtitle addiction started when you were stuck when you were in Hong Kong?
I think so. I don't know.
I was wondering if it started because you have a child and that you watch things quietly.
It's either.
I keep subtitles on a lot now too.
I think it's either that or my dad can't hear shit. So we watch movies. We have the subtitles on for him.
Uh-huh.
Even though he falls asleep like within the first 30 seconds. So why even accommodate anything
to him?
But, you know, I'm a nice son. and dad, if you're listening, I mean, you didn't hear that joke anyway.
And dad, if you're listening, thank you for being a patron. But you didn't hear that anyway.
Also, thanks for the LLC advice for setting up the Bradshaw Boys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Timbo.
Anyway,
Jimbo.
Jim.
Not Timbo.
Timbo. So what is this movie?
This movie.
Are you crazy? You're going to tell people this movie?
Are you stupid? You think I'm going to tell people this movie?
I love that joke.
This movie's called Crazy Stupid Love.
Shit, crazy. You crazy.
You crazy, but you also stupid.
You're stupid.
That's why I love you.
Dude, you stupid.
Yo, you crazy. But you also stupid.
That's right. Steve Carell.
Yep. Hot Goss.
Hot Goss. Julianne Moore.
Man. Julianne Moore.
Hot Julianne Moore.
I was going to say high school crush. It was like high school crush, college crush, 20s crush. Like Julianne Moore still, man.
Current crush.
Yeah. Mm. She's incredible.
Yeah. Maude Lebowski coming in hot.
Woo. Yeah.
Painting nude.
Yeah.
We have, Emma Stone.
Yep.
That's why I get this movie confused with La La Land.
Oh, because you got Goss and Emma in it.
You got Goss and Emma, and I feel like the lighting is... Because in La La Land, he's in like a jazz club a lot.
Yeah.
And then for this, I feel like you also have bar scenes.
Yeah, there's right? a whole bar. I think there's a bar scene where he talks to Carell and like is trying to give him advice.
Yeah.
On
and so like I feel you have like Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone in a bar.
Yeah,
it's just like I go to La La Land for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this one, there's a musical number in the Griffith Observatory too, which is another reason why I get him confused.
Really? In this one, isn't he driving him down the freeway and he's like, "This is crazy. This is stupid." And then all of a sudden everyone stops on the 405 and they get out of the car and they go, "This is love. This is crazy, stupid love."
Yeah. Yes, I believe that's what happens in this movie.
I think so. Yeah.
But I don't remember the premise.
I think it's kind of like a Hitch kind of movie. I think it's got a little Hitch dating coach stuff to it with a little bit of hijinks. We got to watch Hitch.
Dude, you're telling me I'm going to watch an iteration of Hitch tonight?
I think it's got a little bit of Hitch to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's got a little bit of Hitch.
Oh, I'm excited.
Little dating coach, a little getting your swagger on.
Is the song, bum, 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 bum. Yeah. Is it in it? Is Kevin James spinning around in a
circle? Lil Jon and Ludacris?
Is there Ludacris in this movie?
God, I would hope so. I think it would then be called Ludacris Stupid Love, not Crazy Stupid Love. It would just be Ludacris Stupid Love being like, "Yeah, everybody show up and pull them out." That would be the Ludacris version of this movie. I went to an after party one time for the Webby Awards. You're familiar with Webby Awards.
I am familiar.
You are familiar.
Do you have a Webby?
I do.
Hey.
I have a couple. And so do you.
I only have one.
Hey, here's the thing. We're Webby Award winners, and we got to win a Webby for this podcast.
You also have Emmys. I don't have any of those.
We'll get some. We'll get some, bro.
Stack them up.
We need to get the trophy room in here.
Just bring in all your awards.
That'd be great. Just if I do that though, I'm also going to bring in my like most promising actor award from 8th grade. That's hanging at home too.
I'm going to bring my most improved player trophies for every sport I ever played.
Get them in here.
Yeah. Which is like, you were really shit when you started and you're just kind of shit now.
That reminds me, I think I've told the story on the podcast before, but we were doing an improv exercise, an improv class I was talking about or taking. And the guy was like, "So, you know, think about, we want to act out traits of people you knew. Always have those in your mind so you can bring it out as a character on stage, you know, like, jock, good musician, cool guy." And then he just looked at me and pointed me in front of the whole class and he goes, "Peaked in high school." And then he just kept going around the room. Oh, that has sat with me since then.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You got to find that guy.
Oh, I know. I mean, he's out there. He's a teacher. He lives in LA now.
Just take him a picture of your award case.
I will. I'll be like, "This is the Bradshaw Boys studio and here's my award." Yeah. Anyway, Webby Awards after party.
Yeah.
Went with a couple people, hung out for a little while. Then it got kind of late and a lot of people bailed. And it was kind of like, oh, it's kind of an early after party closing. And then they were like, "And now we're bringing out the main entertainment." And I kid you not, there's like 30 to 40 people left at the party. Ludacris comes out.
What? Chris Bridges comes out.
He, and also it's like a very small stage. It was like a stage, like at like Three of Cups, the like place used to do a comedy show. It was like a stage that was like 6 inches tall.
Oh,
and he came out and he had a DJ that would just play clips. And then he was just like, "Yo, what up?" And he was like, "What do y'all want to hear?
Area codes."
And for an hour, he just played and rapped. It just,
dude,
anything. It was amazing.
He rapped the song about running over someone in his car.
Yep. If they would get out of the way, he wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Move.
Bitch.
Get out the way.
Get out the way.
He's got hoes in different area codes.
He really does. Man.
Let's thank you so much for joining us on this exploration of all things flight attendant.
Yep.
I'm your co-pilot.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be your main flight attendant. I didn't want to be the pilot.
This is your flight attendant speaking.
This is your flight attendant speaking. We're going to get to passing out the drinks pretty soon. But at first, would everyone put down their face shields?
Unfortunately, on this flight, we are unable to serve peanuts due to an allergy. The option will just be Biscoff cookies and pretzels. Once again, we are unable to offer peanuts on this flight, just Biscoff cookies and pretzels.
We are out of Kind bars. We also do not have seltzer.
Crazy, Stupid, Love. Directed by John Requa and Glenn Vaccara. Cal Weaver, played by Steve Carell, is living the American dream. He has a good job, a beautiful house, great children, and a beautiful wife named Emily, played by Julianne Moore. Cal's seemingly perfect life unravels, however, when he learns that Emily has been unfaithful and wants a divorce. Over 40 and suddenly single, Cal is adrift in the fickle world of dating. Enter Jacob Palmer, played by Ryan Gosling, a self-styled player who takes Cal under his wing and teaches him how to be a hit with the ladies. And now, back to the boys.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Crazy.
Oh, you're so stupid.
It's funny because his character is actually like that guy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he totally is.
He's like, are you standing in my schwitz? You stupid?
Hey, you stupid. You said that to her again. Hey, a lot of face slap.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that have you ever been slapped in the face by someone who was trying to be cool or make a point like that?
I feel like my old boss, when I first moved to Park Slope, was like legitimately in the mafia, and he would like do stuff like that.
Did he do a face slap, or did you kind of like a?
He did like that,
like a face tap.
He did like the neck, jaw, like hits a lot. But like, you know, he'd also like leave with a crowbar and show up like sweaty with blood on his shoes. So God. I like, didn't really want to.
What'd you do for a job?
I was a bartender at his bar.
Wow. Is that bar still open?
It's not, but he opened another one. He was great. I liked him.
We should really do a Brad's Always Listener event at that bar.
We totally could. Not saying his name because I'll probably...
You'll probably end up...
Wind up sleeping with the fishes.
Concrete shoes in the Gowanus Canal.
Yeah. But he was... Wow. He was... I loved him. I loved his bar. And he asserted his dominance over me regularly with the face slaps, and it just is what it is.
The face slap is a weird one because it's meant to be loving, mm-hmm. but it's a sure sign of, you know, who's the boss here.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because if you're in like your 70s and you're given like a gentle face pat, mm-hmm. I would forgive it a lot more than
absolutely.
If we're like adjacent in age. Like absolutely. We're within a generation of each other.
Yeah.
Face slap is more of like a dominance power thing.
Yeah.
If you're just like, if your nickname's Papa Big Ears and you're just like, you know, you face slap people, it's like that's your old person thing.
Yeah.
I'd forgive. I'd be like, ah.
And if anyone, even if it's annoying, if you freak out on the old guy and if someone's like, don't hit me, old man, everyone's like, whoa, come on. Hey, just chill.
The reason I bring up Papa Big Ears is because I had a roommate in college whose grandpa's name was Papa Big Ears.
Are you serious?
He would walk up to you, shake your hand, and he would just shake it, look you in the eyes, and go, I just want to let you know I'm in charge here.
Like, all right, Papa. How old was Papa Big Ears?
He was like 80. huge, huge ears.
Now that I'm in charge here, was that kind of like a sweet, funny grandpa thing?
Yeah, it's like, I got it. I'm in charge here.
I like that.
Yeah.
He called
his car the MCU. I think he was on MCU 5.
Wait, is this?
Mobile cigar unit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this pre-Marvel movies too?
Yeah. Oh,
great.
Yeah.
Love it.
The mobile cigar
unit. The mobile cigar unit.
And every time we bought a new one, just MCU 6, mobile cigar unit 6.
I go on a walk most mornings, just like a little morning walk, kind of like start the day.
Yeah.
And I live in an old Italian neighborhood in Brooklyn.
We never talked about our run-in with each other a few weeks back.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, Can we talk about that on the pod? Maybe that's for... We have to talk about that at some point. But there's a guy who's like an old Italian guy that always 8:30 in the morning outside smoking a cigar.
Really?
It's like his morning cigar.
Man.
He's got a little pond in his front yard with some like koi fish or something like that. Just sitting among the flowers, just smoking a cigar. And he has a gold chain. He's wearing a wife beater and he's got some little shorts. Did Cloverfield just happen?
New York is currently getting bombed, I think.
Yeah, we just felt and heard the apartment shake.
It's either we are living through an earthquake or we are currently being bombed. So you may never listen to this.
Oh man. But what if you hear it after like what if this is the last surviving document of humanity?
I don't think we'd be able to upload it then.
Oh, we probably wouldn't. You'd have to find the card. All right. So crazy stupid love. Quick recap.
Yeah.
You want ping pong it?
Yeah.
All right. Movie starts at dinner, marriage that's just, you know, cruising along. Mm-hmm. Steve Carell, kind of clearly like a boring dad, but like a sweet guy and, you know, just looking at his menu. What do you want? Let's say at the same time, wife, Julianne Moore, still smoking. Mm-hmm. She's just like, I want a divorce.
Yeah. 3-2-1
3-2-1 divorce.
I want the chicken. I want a divorce.
Yep. And first minute of the movie.
Yeah.
Basically.
Great start. Why is Julianne Moore getting a divorce? She's banging David Lindhagen.
That's right.
Yeah.
David Lindhagen, who we find out later is played by none other than
Bacon.
Kevin Bacon.
Dude, the freaking Bacon.
The Bacon.
So great.
Bringing home the bacon.
Also in that, so they go home at the same...
He also rolls out of a car.
Rolls out of a car.
When she tells him about Lindhagen, he just rolls out of a moving car. Yeah.
They go home. They're oldest child is laying in bed. The babysitter opens the door, catches him doing a little alone time.
Yep.
Doing a little playing peepus.
Making bacon.
With
totally.
He's masturbating and very embarrassed. He talks to the babysitter and he's like, I just want to let you know, I think of you when I do that. I have a picture. We're only 4 years apart.
Yep. Not making it any better for her.
Robbie is just digging the hole little bit deeper.
Yep, right there. Totally.
So Carell gives the babysitter a ride home, and we find out that the babysitter's feeling Carell.
Yeah.
Babysitter has a little bit of a crush on Cal.
Yep, totally. We find out, you know, we see there's a little foreshadowing to that when the babysitter Cal backs it and knock over the picture and it breaks. And when she picks it up, great little imagery of the picture of Carell and Julianne Moore is shattered.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know it yet. And then she covers up Julianne Moore, gives some bedroom eyes to the picture.
Bedroom eyes.
And then, then she takes them and then they come home. Steve Carell says, we're getting a divorce. The kid is like, what? Of course.
Yeah.
And then, take him home. She says, you're the best dad.
Yeah.
And anyone, what does she say? She's like,
Anyone who doesn't, if Mrs. So-and-so doesn't see that, then she's batshit crazy.
She's batshit crazy. Yeah, totally.
And then she like is like, I have a crush, but Steve Carell's like a little bit in his own mind to actually hear it.
Yeah. What if at that point in the movie, Steve Carell dropped her off and he was just like, whatever you do, live your life to the fullest. And she's like, okay. And then he pulls out of the driveway and he drives 160 miles an hour into a tree. And that's the end of the movie.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Stupid.
It's stupid. And it's about love and heartbreak.
Oh,
totally.
Man. While all this is happening, you see Gosling at the bar. Right now, and this might change, Ryan Gosling is playing a character of the archetype of man that I hate the most.
Explain what that is.
Just like pickup artist.
Yes.
Just like fake
confidence.
Like, negging. He's like putting women down to get them home and sleep with them.
Yep.
And it's just like, I despise
Yeah.
This version.
And all the women are totally playing into it.
Yeah. You know what?
Except one.
If you're this person, if you fell for this person, there's no shame. This is my preference that I don't, I don't like this type of person.
Also, if you're a pickup artist or if you were in a relationship or married a pickup artist,
yeah,
let us know. Come on the pod.
Come on
We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll state my case.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably be wrong,
mm-hmm,
which is something I enjoy doing, and we'll have a conversation. But I don't like the like male misogynist put down others to build myself up.
Yeah.
And this is only the first act, so
right,
maybe we'll unpack that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He also, this is jumping ahead, Ryan Gosling's character, when he's like first takes on Steve Carell as a quote unquote project,
mm-hmm,
Steve Carell's like, why are you doing this? And Ryan Gosling's like, I like see, you remind me of someone I knew. So like maybe, you know, he was like bullied or insecure or whatever. So
I wonder if he's like, that person was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you said the one person he is unsuccessful in picking up is
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone is there with
Hannah Banana.
With Anna Banana.
Hannah Banana is Emma Stone's character's name.
Hannah Banana?
Yeah. Ah! Oh, geez.
Oh my God!
Scared the
what the hell?
Oh my gosh! Kevin just walked in and scared the shit out of us.
Oh,
oh my gosh!
He's just showing us.
This is gonna be a reel.
Oh, that's fine. That was terrifying.
Good Lord! We just did a thing on the podcast where we were. I mean, like you should come.
Yeah, we were talking about how much we hate you.
Yeah,
and you just show. We record at Kevin's house. And we have keys to Kevin's house. By the way, your neighbor wants you to go.
Oh, yeah. Your downstairs neighbor wants you to come knock on their door.
Kevin to stop by.
Yeah.
So go knock on their door.
Yeah.
And it's been Corey and I alone in Kevin's house
for
the last 4.5 hours.
The podcast studio is in a room in Kevin's apartment. We have keys here. And I'm guessing when we heard that.
Boom.
It was Kevin coming in the downstairs door. I mean, grab a mic.
Yeah, come on.
No, come on.
He doesn't want to use that.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to come. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. So, man, that was terrifying.
That was awful.
Because here's what we saw. We'll get back on track. But what we saw is, if you can see me looking at John, if you're watching the YouTube video, I'm looking at John. And then we heard
a
creak. And then we just saw a hand creep out with a phone
recording us.
And
what a jackass.
And then we just saw Kevin
sucks
laughing. And then he looked at us with the phone recording. He just goes, this is going to be a reel.
Yeah.
On our Instagram.
And this is the podcast I'm supposed to be on, but for some reason,
he walked away. He didn't want to be on the podcast.
So he is unsuccessful in picking up
Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. He can't pick her up. She's with her friend. Her friend's like, wait, so you think the sexiest person is Conan O'Brien? And she's like, I love Conan O'Brien. So we're kind of getting this vibe that she's hot. She's cute.
Yeah.
She's a total catch, but
she's
going to be a lawyer. They're giving off this vibe that she's kind of nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
Her lawyer friends include She's Team Coco. Loves the Coco podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She's friends with Josh Groban.
That's her boyfriend.
Groban's her boyfriend. Yeah, that's right.
Who's
yeah,
like a little bit milquetoast, a little bit boring.
Yep. And she really likes him. And her friend is kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are kind of all of the players in this play. What we currently have going on is Julianne Moore's character is like, I'm having a bit of a midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, not sure what she wants to do with Bacon.
Bacon has also been like, I'm sorry about you and your husband. And she's like, no, you're not. And he's like, no, I'm not. I love you.
Yeah.
I want Bacon is like, I'm ready to be the guy from the affair that we get married.
Yeah. Steve Carell shows up to a bar a couple times and he's like really depressed.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps on talking about David Lindhagen, which is really funny.
That's great. Yeah.
His friend Bernie breaks up with him and
he loses Bernie in the
Steve,
divorce.
Connects with Ryan Gosling's character, who's like, I'm going to take you on as a protege,
yeah,
and teach you how to be a misogynistic asshole.
Yep.
So Steve Carell's like shopping and going to the gym and like learning how to neg women. Mm-hmm. And that's where his character's at. He's going through like the Gosling gauntlet. Mm-hmm. And then Emma Stone's character is like with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. He's like, after the LSAT or after the bar, I'm going to do a really special night. And she's like, I wonder if he's going to get engaged to me. And then we have the youngest kid of Steve Carell, who's yeah. like really into the babysitter, and he's like relentless about it.
Yeah. And he also is now starting to go through the trauma of like, yeah. he texts the babysitter in class one day and he's just like relentlessly trying to get in touch with her. Yeah. And then she kind of shuts him down and he gets called out in class. Mm-hmm. And then he stands up and they're talking about the Scarlet Letter. And she's like, teacher's like, do you want to share what's happening? He's like, yeah. I'll tell you what's happened. The A, you know what it's for? It's for assholes, because assholes fall in love. And then he goes and meets David Lindhagen. And Julianne Moore has to take him out of class. He gets Hagen'd. And then he pulls the hog out on Hagen.
He does. He raises that seat up and he's like, sit down, Hagen.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
It reminds me of How to Catch a Predator.
Hi, are you David Hagen? I'm Chris Hansen.
I'm Chris Hansen. Have a seat, please.
Did you know Julianne Moore's 14 and you slept with her? Did you know that?
David, I have some of your text messages right here.
You want me to read them? I'm going to go ahead and read them.
You sent a picture of a shampoo bottle to my mother and said, you want to jam that up that ass. Is that true, Mr.?
Is that true, Mr. Lindhagen?
What are your intentions with my mother?
That's crazy and that's stupid.
That's stupid.
So we're doing that. And then so I kind of feel like that I don't like this Gosling character.
What the fuck is Kevin? Is Kevin just sitting in the other room playing Wordle?
I don't know what he's doing. It would make way more sense for him to come in. I was like, grab a mic. I'm sure he's seen the movie before.
Yeah, come on, Kevin.
Come on, anyway. Kev. Okay.
So there's a lot of characters in this movie.
Yeah.
Very different than your standard romantic comedy.
Yes.
I feel like your normal from the like romantic comedies we've seen, there's been like main character, second main character.
Yeah, a little bit of a web going on.
And then maybe like a friend on
yeah.
each side.
Yeah.
Where this one we have Julianne Moore's thing, we have Steve Carell's thing, we have Ryan Gosling, who's already gotten struck out by Emma Stone. Uh-huh. We have Emma Stone's thing. We have I feel like this is like water that's getting churned and it's going to come mm-hmm. together yeah. somehow.
Yeah.
It's all going to click. I don't know. I don't remember how.
I don't either. Well, I know that we're going to find out. Yeah. There's going to be some things that are revealed.
Okay.
There's a few things that I remember, but I don't really want to reveal them yeah. yet because I want to just watch yeah. them. But I think one thing that we are going to see is, I think we're going to see a little bit of a reveal with the Gosling character, where I think some of this stuff is played up intentionally, where it's not just like, this is what a real cool guy looks like. Like yeah. I think we're going to see him break, and we're going to see a little bit of vulnerability and okay. that it's like, hey, like you're going to see his weakness. I think they're building him up to be
yeah.
cool, but also kind of a jerk now. And yeah. we're going to see that go away.
Well, he's compensating for something.
Totally.
Like and we have to figure out what it is that he's compensating for.
Yeah.
Because like he is, there's nothing wrong with, finding your pleasures in life and mm-hmm. being a hedonist and whichever avenue you want. Mm-hmm. But anytime any person is so singularly focused, they're most likely lacking. It's because they're compensating for things that are lacking in other mm. parts of their life. And he is defining himself 100% by the amount of different women he can sleep with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, totally. You know? I think anytime you see that with someone, that's usually kind of a red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's megalomania. It's when you're motivated by the pursuit of a single thing.
Yeah.
I think you lack in other places.
Yeah. Does that mean that the key to life is balance?
Whoa.
Is that true?
Whoa.
Is that what it is?
Did we get it?
Did we crack it?
So let's talk about the com.
Okay. Yeah. Cause there's, yeah, we definitely have some ROM in this.
We got a lot. We got
a lot of ROM
on the scale of ROM to COM.
Mm-hmm.
The teeter is very heavily tottering on the ROM side.
Yeah.
We have a lot of ROM. We got, yep, Lindhagen. We got Gosling banging chicks. We got Steve Carell's kid,
mm-hmm,
jerking it to Babysitter. We, yep, have a lot of ROM.
Yep.
Where are you at with the COM?
Well, I think the COM, first of all, just from the outset, you got Carell, mm-hmm, you got Emma Stone post, I don't know where this, I mean, she's already been in, why am I blanking on the best movie ever? The high school movie. I feel like an idiot.
The high school movie?
Yeah, that Emma Stone and Michael Cera and
Superbad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's
oh, brain fog. Yeah, but like we've got Emma Stone, who's already been established as like a darling, a sweetheart, and also like very funny.
Yeah.
Isn't, you know, as a comedic actress. So like
she hasn't been in it a ton yet. She's only been in two scenes, and like one of them was, yeah, like
turning down Gosling.
The other one was like her with boring boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's failing that test so far.
Yeah, that's true. She is failing that test, but I think those are some elements of the COM. Cause like Julianne Moore, incredible versatile actress, but like doesn't say COM out of the gates. Mm-hmm. She can do COM, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But so I think you got that to start with the COM. I think you get, hey, anytime, you get some depressed Steve Carell, and then his wife keeps going on about cheating on him. He's like, I'm going to go. And he rolls out of the car.
Yeah.
That's some calm.
That, Steve Carell.
That's some physical comedy.
I think Steve Carell's carrying a lot of the calm right now, which is also interesting because he's carrying like the sadness the most too. Like
he's like very put upon.
He's very bummed out when he like lost his friend Bernie.
Yep.
Who plays one of the McDonald brothers and the founder. Great movie.
Yeah. Such a good movie. Yeah. Founder's fantastic.
Ooh, Keats.
Yeah.
Give me Keats all day.
Great movie.
And there's a lot of comedy with him. And then it's very much in the theme of 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah.
Like,
totally.
Where he is just kind of like,
you got to remake this guy.
Yeah. He's like lost his mojo. He's like needs to, you know, learn how to reclaim his masculinity. But there's like a lot of funniness there with his shoes and his wardrobe and his haircut.
Yeah.
And all that stuff.
Yeah.
And the last thing he saw, he fell asleep on Ryan Gosling's, what does he call it? His Schwanzen? His Schwanz?
I think it's just Schwanz. Yeah. They do actually kind of an interesting thing where they're in a locker room and he's like, don't stand there in front of me. And then they cut and they're all of a sudden in the sauna and he's just in the same position with his like,
yeah,
Carell's head is like blocking his Schwanz.
Austin, remember when Austin Powers did that for the first time?
Yeah. And then they did like
a whole scene where they keep walking by naked.
Yes. Like, with like fruit and stuff like that. Yeah.
Champagne.
Freaking great.
Dude,
freaking
that movie classic. Is so good.
I know.
Yeah. So you're getting a lot of the calm from Carell. His son's doing a pretty good job too.
Yeah. His son's
doing more like cringy calm.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's doing, his son's playing one of those like teenagers that is really, there's, he's acting older than a kid would ever act, but he's like doing a good job carrying it.
His son and his daughter have the exact same haircut. I actually think they're played by the same kid. When his daughter was like doing jump aerobics to the TV.
Oh yeah, that's right. His daughter's not been in it that much at all.
There's like that, I don't know how to describe that hair. It's like the hair from the kid who like was like the kid that would get kicked out of class a lot. It's like longer.
Yeah, it's almost kind of like a Hanson haircut, sort of. A little bowl cutish, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I need that hair right now in life.
Just grow that out?
Yeah.
I think it might be too wiry. I can't do that anymore.
We could still try.
Yeah, we could try. We could do that. Hey, if you go to you're already on the Patreon, go up a couple tiers so we can get a lot of biotin vitamins so we can grow our hair out.
If we hit a certain level, we should get hair transplants.
I would absolutely do that.
Plugs.
Get plugs. I would totally get plugs. We talked about that with Kevin.
The two of us get it. Kevin
doesn't get the plugs.
Yeah.
Although we have talked about,
we should plug Kevin's hair into ours.
Oh, I would love to plug the hair from the side of his head into the top of our heads and just get even longer hair.
That'd be amazing.
Totally. One thing that we might find out different things as we go further into the movie, but one thing that I thought was kind of interesting is this movie is 20, 2012. Do you know?
No. We should look it up.
Look it up. My phone is in the other room. But what I'm thinking is they're going shopping and he's, you know, like, you got to get rid of those shoes. And he's just like,
yeah,
totally making fun of his style. I mean, they're
2011.
2011.
Wow,
great.
11 years old.
11 years old. Does it have a gross, a box office gross or anything like that on it? It's got 7 out of 4 on IMDb, 79% Rotten Tomatoes. I think it's generally a pretty well-liked movie.
Yeah, I think so. It's got some like Critics' Choice Awards. I don't know how to tell how much it made.
We'll look it up in a sec.
Yeah.
But the thing I was going to say was like, I wonder if they're definitely, I think this was kind of when around the time where it was like the metrosexual was kind of a thing where it's like, you know, like a guy in like a nice fitted power suit and, you know, like a guy in some like good leather shoes with that. Like you can kind of wear a suit to a casual thing and no tie.
Yeah.
And it kind of like how Gosling looked in real life.
Yeah.
And I do feel like as they were doing it, granted, this is a very specific style, but he was like, you don't wear New Balances. And I was like, dude, once Normcore hit, everybody was wearing New Balances.
New Balances.
Like New Balances is like in, you know? And I think that there's a lot of things where he, even like his jeans, like it's just the difference of style changing.
Yeah.
But I think that Gosling is making him into a very specific kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know, like a very specific kind of hot man.
Totally.
Which I guess, you know, if you're going to remake a guy going through a divorce after 25 years, you probably want to make him into that versus you don't want to make him into a guy wearing like baggy double front Carhartts. Like you don't want to go like he's like, you don't need him to be like a Bushwick audio engineer, you know? Wouldn't that be awesome if that's what it was?
Dude, you got divorced. Time to be a hype beast. Let's go. You're now a SoundCloud DJ.
Listen to XXXTentacion.
Yeah, dog.
Heck yeah, dude. That's the stupid part of it.
Get a face tattoo.
Dude, I wish they would just go that way with Carell.
Yeah.
That'd be
a face tattoo. He's got like a little gold in his teeth.
Yeah, totally. Gets dreads.
So sick.
Colored dreads.
I mean, is that what would happen nowadays? Like, what would play this movie scenario out
okay.
in 2022? What type of guy is the pickup artist? Because like
in 2022,
Gosling's character like feels
dated,
stylish, style-wise dated. And I am the complete wrong person to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. There might be listeners who watch this and they're like, what the hell are you talking about? He's crushed. Like he's still stylish. He's gorgeous. He's got, I don't know, but he's wearing like the gray suit with like the vests. Like
he's still, I mean, he's Gosling. So he's like still handsome and iconic, but you're right. Like he does. I think it feels more of a certain time and the whole pickup artist thing doesn't really fit and play. And it feels a little,
what type of guy, like what stylistically, what do they look like? What if you're
like
a guy
now,
who's going to a bar
2022?
I mean, also we live in like the Brooklyn bubble. So it's really hard to like
true.
Think like, I think they're, does this movie take place in LA or are they like middle America?
I think they're in Los Angeles. We need to look it up. I think it's on the West Coast.
Okay, so we're in Brooklyn, so it's like you said, it's very different
right.
what style looks like. But like, what is the type of guy who's going to bars, the same bar, by the way, in every single...
Gosling is at that bar, hitting on every woman, taking them home.
Yeah.
You got to think that one of them comes back the next night.
A single time, or like maybe the bartenders are like, yo, go to a different bar.
Hey, dude.
Dropping $875 on champagne flights every single night.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway,
come on, man. You slept with my friend last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man. Just maybe take a night off.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what does that guy look like? What is the archetype of that man now?
I mean, I think it depends on what scene you're in because like you said, clearly not our scene, but I bet there is a guy doing that who is maybe not wearing the suits,
yeah,
but is stylish. Maybe he's got a chain on. Maybe has like a cool t-shirt now, you know? And like, I mean, this is like where it starts to fall apart because I'm like, I don't know what cool people wear. But
he's got NFTs.
Yeah, he's. I mean, it could be there.
Crypto, like a crypto bro.
Yeah, it depends on what scene you're in. There could be like a total crypto bro, you know, talking to and I'm sure that I mean a lot of the women in the movie are just like smitten by Gosling, but I think there's a lot of girls. There's like a lot of women that we're friends with that would probably be like, yeah, that crypto bro kind of. I mean, yeah, it was nice to talk to him, but yeah. I'm not into that guy. But I bet there's some women that would be super into that. That would be like, yeah, I mean, I think that he has a lot of money and knows what he's doing, and he just seems adventurous. Do you think he would have a motorcycle?
I'm so curious as to what they would do for Ryan Gosling's character in 2022.
10 years after the movie was
What made. Is the character that can go into any bar and pick up any woman? Is it, like, I don't know. What does that person look like?
I mean, if you think about now, like I'm trying to think of celebrities now, like Channing Tatum, I think is, but Channing Tatum's like married with kids.
Yeah, it won't be Channing. It'd be like
Chalamet.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's funny because Chalamet is a different type.
He's not going to be like negging women.
No, he's like going to be in the corner just like kind of sipping on a drink being like, what'd you say?
Be like, we have to go to Caledon to get the spices. It's a Dune reference.
What's the kind of suit they wear in Dune?
I forgot what they're called.
Yeah, it's the suit that like
the Fremen.
Yeah, it's the suit that the Fremen wear.
Yeah.
Speak to me in your mind voice. But would it be Chalamet? We live in a time now where I always feel like we're like reliving the 90s now and the 90s are popular again. But there was a time in the 90s where kind of everything was popular. Because like grunge came and kind of broke everything up. But like we do kind of have a thing now where it's like, yeah, Chalamet is like hot. But then there's also like, you know, there's like The Rock is like a huge actor. And he, you know, so it's cool to be like a muscle bro.
Yeah.
But it's also cool to kind of be like a sensitive guy that wears like basketball shorts with
flames on them. It's cool to be like, I think... And even as in 2011, there was like more of a singular culture.
Yeah.
And like now, because of the internet and social media and like Twitch and whatever.
Yeah.
It's like fragmented. Where like,
totally.
I can't think of a singular archetype of a person.
I mean,
that would be like unanimously sought after. It's like, yeah, maybe you're a successful streamer.
And right.
Like you like crush it at Comic-Con. Maybe you're like, I don't know, a face
tattoo. You're ninja guy. And you have your own hair dye.
Yeah. Or maybe you're like a face tattoo guy who like crushes it in those crowds.
I mean, like, look at like Post Malone. It's like Post Malone has like, you know, a shaved head and like face tattoos and is like a sensitive rapper guy. And that's totally a different thing
than
Gosling. I mean, he's a famous person, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I think that's one thing that's interesting about the internet that's kind of changed a lot of stuff in social media is that everyone has, not only does everyone have their lane, but everyone can go to their lane. And one thing that sort of dominates everything is like anyone can kind of go viral and be funny. And one of the best things, one of the hardest things I feel like about social media is you look and there's just like, it just shows how normal people are really funny.
Yeah.
And so you see people trying to do stuff and then you just see like a guy or a girl who has made like one thing and gone super violent. It's like one of the funniest things you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's funnier than anyone trying to do something.
Yeah.
And then, and also that person just lives in a not big city and just like a town in, you know, middle America or whatever. And it's just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's what people look like. It's not some guy in a power suit slapping Steve Carell in the face, you know, making him spend 10 grand on new clothes.
Totally. Cause I think about like someone like my wife in particular, like love
Borat. My wife.
Yeah. Like Adam Driver would be like, but like still
totally
not like she, like not, I don't think Adam Driver is like aesthetically on paper like super attractive, but I think like his characters and
only when
passion
he's, only when he's smolder. A Sith Lord.
Yeah. But like, I know a lot of women are super attracted to him.
And totally.
That might be a good character to have play that role. Like the brooding artist, but like also confident, knows what he wants type. I don't know.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, like, I, whenever we talked about this on another pod recently, we were trying to be like, who is like a massive star like that? Who would command that now? Mm-hmm. And I was like, Ryan Reynolds? And we're like, no, not really. He's, I mean, like, he's
funny and sarcastic.
He's like funny and sarcastic. And like, yeah, I, you know,
and Chris Pratt.
Yeah. I mean, like, he's, I saw the new Jurassic, like, Jurassic World. It doesn't have a title. What's the new movie called?
Is this
just called
title?
Jurassic Park? I think it just has the logo of the park there.
That's awesome.
But yeah, Pratt is
the
like,
movie formerly known as Jurassic Park.
Exactly. It's the Prince version. But yeah, Pratt is the like,
he's also
handsome alpha guy.
Funny man. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. So, you know, maybe that at one point, I mean, also at one point I was like, I don't know, Chadwick Boseman, Donald Glover, Childish Gambino, yeah. Like, you know, like, but also that's its own thing.
Dude, what I'm hearing from you right now is that there is a need for a Hollywood alpha.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a need you need to fill.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think that I could be that guy?
You need to call your agent and just be like, hey, I discovered something on my podcast.
Yeah.
Send me in. Here's the roles I want. And just start like, face slap your agent and just be like, I'm ready to go. I dusted off my chain. I fluffed up my schvitz.
Yep.
And I'm ready. I'm here for two things.
Yep.
Drink beer.
Yep.
Fuck some bitches. Let's
That's
right. go.
That's all I want. Both those things. My agent is a little bit older than me and he's got kids. I bet he's got those stupid New Balances on. I'll take them off and throw them over the balcony. Be like, come on, put me in a movie. I'm the new alpha.
Dude, do you know that scene was super depressing in this movie when Steve Carell's boss was like, hey, you did a really good job in the end of the year reports. Like, we're really proud of you. And Steve Carell's like, who told you? And he's like, who told me what?
Oh.
Like, you know, that I'm getting divorced. He's like, oh, it's divorce. Karen heard you crying in the bathroom. We all thought it was cancer.
Good Lord.
He's like, hallelujah. It's just divorce. And they all start like cheering for him.
Terrible.
That's like real life for people.
Man. I know. Well, that's one thing that is crazy. And I thought about it because like we know people that have been divorced. Like that was a thing. That was one thing in this where everyone is kind of treating it like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And even Gosling is like, you got to get back out there.
Yeah.
And this doesn't make for good comedy movies, but I'm like, these people need time to grieve.
Yeah.
Even the children.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not watching Marriage Story, speaking of Adam Driver, but you know, you're right. Like there's a thing where everyone is kind of not really taking the thing. Even like his good friend from like the couples guy is like, I'm breaking up with you.
Could you imagine if the first like act of this movie, when we were talking about it, we're like, yeah, Steve Carell went through divorce. And the first act was about 6 months to 2 years of him slowly processing that and coming to terms with how he failed as a husband and
really took ownership of a lot of things.
Yeah, he had some really great breakthroughs in his counseling sessions and not the greatest relationship with Julianne Moore, but healthy and a good, safe place to raise our kids.
You know, she got back together with, she ended up staying with
David Linhager,
and he was able to go pick up his kids and say, you know, David, I was really mad for a long time, but I have to say that I made some mistakes and I don't hold anything against you.
Yeah, the scene that really moved me was when Cal and David Linhagen shared a glass of Cabernet at Cal's apartment. Mm-hmm. It was really special.
Yeah, it was really nice. Right, and then he got back out there. And that's when.
Was it Cabernet or was it Malbec? I don't remember the exact wine.
I think it was actually a Gamay because one thing Steve Carell did, you know, was he was like, I got to give myself some hobbies and get interested in things. And he took a wine class he took a cooking class and a wine class and started learning about different
special times,
really special times. He really grew as a human.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a friend that got divorced and I was like, what are you going to do? You know, this was in college, like right.
He got divorced in college?
It was right after college, and he had been married for like 2 years. It was really fucked up because his wife at the time was like, I love you, but my parents and I don't think I will in 30 years.
So
she's like, I'm just going to nip it in the butt and just let's just get divorced before we get too attached.
That just gave me like the worst guy. Chills.
I was like, man,
jeez,
what are you going to do? And he's like 24. 25. He's like, I'm gonna buy a white Jeep and just like go to the beach.
Yes. Heck yeah.
I don't think we had Facebook at the time, but I was like, hey man, how are you doing? He's like, got a white Jeep, trying to surf, loving it. And I'm just like, all right.
At that point, you know I just made a big case for grieving, but at that point I'm like, dude, you're 24.
Yeah.
Buy that white Jeep.
Yeah.
And go surf.
Yep.
It's going to come out at some point. You're going to deal with it, but also buy the white Jeep and just be like, maybe I dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You know?
And he did.
Dang.
So yeah, I'm really excited to see where this movie comes together. It feels different because there's a lot of lines in the water, but I think those lines are going to converge.
I think they're totally going to converge.
Nice catch.
Oh yeah.
A nice sea bass.
We're going to get a big fish. Cajun Feminist is back on the pod. He says we're going to get a big fish.
We're going to get a big grouper.
We're going to get a big grouper. Then we're going to rub that thing down on some Zatarans. We're going to rub it down on some Tony Shashir, some seasoning salt.
And then we're going to talk about feelings.
We're going to talk about our feelings. We're going to get deep in there. Feelings are going to be spicy. Systems.
We're going to talk about bell hooks.
We're going to talk about bell hooks and how a modern man doesn't subscribe to the patriarchy.
We're going
to
fish, and then we're going to talk about how feminism is for everybody.
That's right. You know what the fourth wave needs to be? The fourth wave needs to be the men standing up saying we support women. That's right. What it need to be.
And then we're going to get some of them shrimp.
Then we're going to get some good shrimp with gumbo. We're going to have that in a beta beer. We're going to drink responsibly because we're going to show the young men and women in our lives what a real man does. A real man leads with vulnerability.
And if emotions come out that make you want to cry, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
That's okay. That's what we learned. That's what we learned from strong women, that it's okay to cry and feel. All right.
But them crawfish.
But them crawfish. You suck the head for more flavor.
And then you go home and you be a nice man.
That's right. You read some Gloria Steinem before you go to bed. That's right.
Gertrude Stein.
Some Gertrude Stein. Yummy for my tummy. Oh yeah.
Later. Oh, Kevin, you're coming in.
Kevin, you coming in?
You want to say later taters?
You want to give us the later taters to end the pod?
Come on, Kevin. Should we do a mobile? Should I run the mic out there? See if we can find him?
How much?
You want to get? Hey, Kevin, you want to
get later taters? Oh, here he goes. Later taters.
Boom.
The Bradshaw Boys stars Corey Cabin, Kevin James Doyle, and John Sieber. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin, and narrated by Katie Sieber. This podcast is part of the Seltzer Kings Network. Check out all their great podcasts at seltzerkings.com. You can find the boys on their socials at The Bradshaw Boys or on their website at thebradshawboys.com. And as always, if you see them in the street, tip your glass. Thanks for listening.